With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As always, a crop's yield and quality are heavily dependent on the weather, and that holds true for Washington's wine grape growers as well. Steve Warner, president of the Washington Wine Commission, says a mid-October frost hit before all of the 2019 grapes were in.
The vast majority of the smaller, mid-sized wineries that make more kind of boutique-style wines and crop their fruit at lower tonnage per acre, they were pretty much all in, and it didn't really impact them at all for the most part. So we're hoping that this year will be a rebound year on the least yield, but we'll see how that goes. But so far, we're off to a great start.
And when it comes to Washington's most harvested grape, Warner says,
cab is still king, and it's been, as you know, over the last decade, that's changed quite a bit. We used to be predominantly white. Now we're predominantly red. About 60% of our fruit that gets processed every year is red. And of the overall or the total grape harvest, nearly 30% is Cabernet Sauvignon.
That, Warner says, in our developing industry is not too surprising.
No, not at all. And that's actually one of the key kind of good reasons to experiment in Washington, because we're still relatively new to the wine world. And, you know, we've been at this. Our first AVA was established in 1983, and you compare that to old world regions of France and Italy and Spain. They've been at this for, you know, 23, 24 generations.
Tune in tomorrow for more on our 2019 grapes and the high quality wine they create. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.